Welcome to episode 14 of the Youth Sports Experience podcast. In this episode, I'm going to discuss the emotional attachment to our children's sports journey. Sports and competition elicit deep emotions. Sometimes those emotions can get very raw, but they're emotions that make us feel and things that we don't necessarily get to feel in any other avenue. Sports can be exciting, competition can be exhilarating, but they can also provide frustrations, disappointments, and difficult times as well. And today, I'm going to discuss what that journey is like for our kids and how we as parents become emotionally attached in that journey and what we can do to manage some of those emotions to make the experience the best we can for our kids. Over the last 11 years, from the time our oldest child played in her very first rec league soccer game to now, where our oldest child's a varsity high school basketball player and our youngest is involved in a rec league soccer and doing some things in track and cross country, I have learned much by observing our two daughters venture through their youth sports experiences. The journey is a roller coaster of emotion for a parent. And especially as our children progress through the youth sports and the stakes get higher moving from one level to the next, we're presented with a lot of ranges of feelings and emotions. Sometimes you're going to face sadness when a child is cut from a team. You're going to have plenty of times where you have feelings of unbridled joy when you see your children achieve their goals and their dreams. And there's also going to be times when there's feelings of frustration, when we see our children not maybe getting the opportunities to perform that we believe they deserve. And that can be difficult as a parent to manage all those different emotions. I have spent some time considering how I personally, as a sports parent, have impacted our daughter's development via sports and competition. Based on the way I have handled the very personal, emotional roller coaster and how I have supported them on their individual journeys. In this time I've spent reflecting, it's taken me on a path that has revealed to me some things that I handled well and some things that I wish I had the opportunity to do better and would if I ever faced the situations again. In this episode, I'm going to open up and share from the heart some personal insights in the hopes that you can gain some value and valuable information to reflect on in your own experiences. First thing I want to talk about is keeping the very early sports years in perspective and being aware that our emotions begin to get the best of us, especially when we're going through these things for the first time. It's quite an experience, and it's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it before, but watching a child play a sport is so much different than playing a sport yourself. I thought that the years I had playing sports myself and the fun that I had and the enjoyment and the love of the intensity and the competitive environment would be something that I wouldn't experience ever again. But when you see your kids playing sports, it's very easy to get quickly caught up in it. And it jumped out at me as I reflected back on some of the rec league games that our kids played early on. And I just remember the reactions and the emotions and the sideline demeanor and behaviors of some of the parents. And as I look back on it, I think we had parents treating some of those rec league games as if they were the national championship game. And when it's a first grade basketball or soccer game or baseball game or whatever sport, those aren't a national championship game. They're kids learning how to play, learning how to compete. And as I look back on it, one of the things that I would really focus on doing and trying to be more cognizant of is engaging our kids in learning how to compete and learning that competing is fun. And through competing, you obviously have to have a result, winning or losing. But at the young ages, I don't believe the focus should be the result. The focus should be on learning how to play the right way, learning how to compete. I think that's something that we do a disservice to our kids if we don't teach them early on how to do that. And then also teach them that being competitive and competing is fun. This can be done through setting up, as a youth coach, practice drills that are competitive, but also fun. What we did in our house, we played a lot of board games, a lot of card games, and my wife and I never let our kids win. If they earned the win, that was great, but if they didn't, We would talk to them about what they could do better, ask them what they thought they could do better next time to win. But we never allowed them just to win, just to be quote-unquote nice or to make sure that they didn't get upset or throw a tantrum. Because if we do that, I really believe we cheat the opportunity to show them that competition is an important way that we can express ourselves as humans. And competition is a way that we learn about a lot about ourselves and are able to drive ourselves to higher levels. But we need to learn early on how to compete and how to find joy in competing. And I believe that is something that's very important in those early years of sports. Now, the next step we moved to after those early years of the rec league level sports was travel sports. And when those years began, we officially entered that world that I've heard some people call the race to nowhere. And two of the biggest emotions I felt in that time about our daughters when they entered the travel sports world for the first time were pride and envy. My pride came because I thought our girls were a different kind of special now because they were playing travel sports and others were not. And the envy came because I wanted to make sure that our girls were keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, on the sports journey. I kind of chuckle now, but look back more so with shame and in a sense that I really wasn't understanding what was happening when those times started, because I let myself feel a sense of pride over our girls playing travel sports, thinking that they were so different than others. But really, when you look at it, there are millions of kids playing travel sports. And just because my kid did or your kid does, doesn't mean that that makes them some sort of different special than other kids. And the envy from not being able to, quote unquote, keep up with the Joneses was also wrongheaded. Every kid and every family are going to do what they deem is best on the sports journey. And that sports journey that they have is going to be personal. And they need to, as parents, we need to make sure we make the best choices for our children, irregardless of the pressures that we're facing from outside forces that come from the crowds that maybe view youth sports in a different way than we believe they should be viewed, or maybe you're putting pressure on us to have our kids involved in a competitive travel environment earlier than maybe we want to. And we've got to do what we believe is best for our kids and when they're ready. My favorite example of this is currently on our daughter's varsity high school basketball team. Our daughter and another girl were the only two sophomores that played on the varsity team for the entire season this season. And both of those kids started travel basketball in fifth grade. Now, many of the girls in their class in our community started earlier than that. And that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't. And again, do what's best for you. But I find it interesting that the two girls that played varsity the entire season this year as sophomores both started travel basketball in fifth grade. I can speak for us. We started in fifth grade because that was when our daughter was ready to do it. We checked in with her when it was available in third grade. She wasn't ready yet. Checked in with her when it was available in fourth grade, and she wasn't ready yet. But in fifth grade, she said, you know what, Mom and Dad, I'm ready to take on the travel basketball environment and play that. And so she tried out, made the team, and the rest of her basketball career has moved on from there. So again, my best advice for the travel situation is don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses, and don't think your kid's some sort of special just because they're playing travel sports. Let's do what's best for them, and again, get them into that type of competitive environment when we believe they're ready and when we believe it's best for them. The next thing that I want to talk about is when the school sports years begin. And this comes with a full range of emotions as well. I love school sports. I love the middle school and high school sports when you're representing your school. I think it's a rewarding experience for the athlete. I think it's an opportunity for them to put on a jersey with their school name on it. In some cases, that school name is also the name of your town or your city. But when you do that, emotions are going to run high, both inside and outside of the actual competition. And over the years, both as a player, myself, and now as a parent, I have realized how difficult it can be to keep those emotions in check through a long season. As a parent, I've tried my best, albeit very difficult to do, to be intentional to commit to not overreacting to the ebbs and flows that happen during a school sports season. You're going to have winning streaks, you're going to have losing streaks. the competitive process and the building of the team, those can be messy and difficult. There's very high probability that some days you're going to have your kid coming home saying how much they hate practice and dislike the coach. And the next day, things go so well, they come home and say, man, I love my sport and I love my coach and my teammates. Those emotions are going to happen, and many times those emotions are going to fall somewhere in between those two extremes. But I believe it's our job as parents to take a step back, let our kids express themselves, let our kids express their emotions, but not react to every time they have an emotion that goes differently than what we would ideally like it to be. So if your kid's coming home and they're saying, practice was horrible and I don't like the way the coach treated me, just listen and then let it go. No need to send an email to coach that night, or no need to follow up on the quote-unquote issues that might be going on. But just take a step back and let that breathe a little bit, because the next day they might come home and say, man, I love what's going on because practice went so well today, or the game was so great last night, I feel so good about myself. We have to allow them to experience those emotions. That's the beauty of competition. And it, again, handling those emotions through competition is a great learning tool for our children as they move forward into adult life, and handling the different challenges and difficulties that'll come with that. Now, doing what I suggest there, I recognize is going to be difficult to implement. The last couple years, I've put a real focus on stepping back from the daily emotions, and I've not been perfect at it by any means, but I've really worked at it, and I think it's given our children an opportunity, especially one who's playing at the varsity level now, to experience what she's going through for herself, and I've allowed her to own those emotions and own her experience, because any results that come from it are hers, and any opportunities that come from it are hers, and the lessons learned are all part of the process. So this approach has really helped me become what I believe to be a better sports parent over the last 2 or 3 years, and I plan to continue to work on doing this moving forward as well. The last thing I just want to leave you with is the reminder that I personally believe that sports journey we are on with our children is all about our children and not us. I have to remind myself of this a lot, and I really ask and challenge you to join me in being more aware of the mindset that we approach our kids' sports journey with. Trust me, I still get emotional in certain situations, and I love nothing more than to be at a game and watch my children compete and watch the energy and the excitement that comes from that, and see them in those situations that challenge them, see how they react and what they learn from it. I love the feeling of the nervousness and the excitement, but I have to constantly train myself, and I'm training myself and reminding myself that even though I feel those emotions, I still have to make sure that I'm allowing our kids to own their experience, that I'm not letting those emotions overwhelm me or make me react in ways that I don't want to. And I want to make sure that I know that I'm not using sports to fill some sort of emotional need or competitive void in my own life through my kids' sports. So I just believe youth and high school sports are really truly about our kids and their long-term growth and development as people. And there's no better way that I believe they can do that than through the vehicle of competitive athletics. I thank you for listening to this episode of the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. Again, I encourage you, as always, to check out my website at www.#competitionmatters.com. Again, there's messages at the bottom of each of the pages and links to my social media. I'm on Facebook at Competition Matters. I'm on Twitter at Aaron Leon Sites 1, and on Instagram at #competitionmatters. I post on there regularly, have things that I believe are interesting. I throw on tips and information and stories that I see. I love seeing stories about people, especially young athletes and high school athletes, taking advantage of the opportunities in sports to grow as people, and also, especially as high school athletes, to give back to the younger kids who are looking up to them, who want the opportunity to hopefully be like them someday and play high school athletics themselves. So one of the things I want to make sure that I commit to continuing to do in this process is look for opportunities to use sports as a learning tool and to help kids get more out of it. So what I ask us all to do as we move forward is let's all get out and identify ways that we can help our kids grow and learn from this experience. And by doing that and by using competition the right way, we can continue to make competition matter.